This is KNX In Depth, along with Charles Feldman. I'm Mike Simpson.
Coming up, when you get that COVID vaccine, the doctor or pharmacy, they will likely give you a vaccination card. But will you be legally required to carry it around everywhere you go?
Right now, though, you heard the governor earlier on announcing the new regional stay-at-home orders. Those will be implemented in areas that are getting low on the ICU beds. Hair salons, other personal businesses will have to close. Retail levels, the occupancy goes down when that happens. This comes after the adventure last night when the mayor's office pushed out a new stay-at-home order that kind of got in line with the county's guidelines. But The way some people read it, they thought the whole town was locking down like today.
Because they read it wrong.
You look at the exceptions, and there's even exceptions for like playing pickleball, which some people have to Google what is pickleball. So if there's an exception for that, then how loose is the order?
Wait a minute. What is pickleball?
It's like a game. It's like a tennis thing that's different.
Oh, okay. You learn something every day.
We'll ask the doctor here if he's played. Dr. Michael Hertz, director of the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doctor, thanks for coming back on the show. What do we think of all this? I mean, have we learned at this point that if you're going to do a lockdown, if you say that it is needed, you got to go pretty full or it's not going to work?
Yeah, you know, we're forcing people back inside, and that is a mistake. When you look at the trends, these really started to have our second wave just after Halloween. So that is when hospitalization started to go up. That's when there's been a slight rise in infections, which then led to more and more infections as our R value increased. The R value, remember, tells us whether we are gaining ground with infection when it's less than one or whether the infection is going out of control. And currently it's over one, which is why we're in this predicament. So this has been going for a long time. And because you look back to Halloween, you can say, well, what was happening at Halloween? It was parties. It was people not going to restaurants where they're treated very carefully and following all the guidelines, but at home where masks are off, people are drinking, and they're not being careful. So telling people to spend more time at home with each other seems to just be the wrong message.
Well, and also, Mike and I were talking during the commercial break. They keep closing down, you know, hair salons, even though, and correct me if I'm wrong, the only evidence I've ever seen, and we've been now doing this stuff, unfortunately, for nine long months, but the only evidence I've ever seen that relates to hair salons is on the CDC's own website, where two hairdressers who had the virus but were wearing masks cut the hair of, I think, just under 100 clients, also wearing masks. Not one of them got sick or even got infected.
Yeah, you know, I wish the CDC would read their own website and their own press reports, because that is the nonsensical, prejudicial kind of lockdown orders that make people either deny them or get confused by them. I personally, right now, don't know if I can go and get my hair cut. I don't know if I can get a perm or my hair colored. I know I can go to a go-kart facility at half, you know, the occupancy. But people are confused because the messaging is all completely mixed up, and we don't know exactly what to do, except that the regulations and the restrictions make no sense to anybody. The fact that you could buy boots at Home Depot, but you couldn't buy shoes at Payless, always made people wonder, were the governors and the mayors really following science, or were they just making stuff up? And for the most part, it's made up because it's not based on science. And as a result, we're seeing these exceptionally high levels, despite the fact that California has been masked since May. We've had intermittent lockdowns, and none of it has worked. We're actually worse off than we were before. And following these failed strategies shouldn't surprise anyone that they continue to produce the same lousy results.
Okay, so briefly, what would, in your view, actually work?
We have to teach people how to be around this virus. Doctors and nurses are around this virus every single day. I see patients every day with this virus. And we use proper PPE, and we use, you know, air scrubbers. You have to teach people how to use the masks appropriately. The CDC, on their website in September, published a study showing that 70% of people who got COVID-19 were wearing a basic cloth face mask. That means they don't work. We can teach people how to make face masks that work. You have to clean your hands as well as you clean the air around you. That means putting a filter over your face and being near one in an indoor retail space or someplace where you're indoors and the air filtration is not adequate in and of itself with just basic HVAC. That's how you stop this, by making people go at home, party at home, spend time at home without masks. You are only creating more problems, and that is evidence from what happened in Halloween and what's going to happen from our Thanksgiving holidays, which we're just going to start seeing next week, and then we're going to see the same thing for Christmas.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Director of the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hertz, thanks.